Welcome to the Jewels and Gems podcast. My name is Silvana and I will be your host. In this podcast, we will be discussing all things crystal healing, holistic wellness, modern spirituality, and so much more. Thank you so much for joining me and I can't wait to see you in the show. Hi everybody. I hope that you're all doing very well. It's Silvana here and I am back. I know I've been gone for a while. It's been, to say the least, it's been a very, very busy time. A lot has changed. Some of you probably know already. A lot has changed with Jewels and Gems. A lot has changed with the shop, the business. A lot has changed with my own situation, my own personal life. There's a lot that happened and that is why I was gone for so long. I just wanted to say that first before diving into today's topic. But I am happy to say that finally I am back today on the podcast. I will do a separate episode covering everything about all this big transition we've been going through for the past few months. And this way you'll be in the know and there'll be no confusion. Today's topic is going to be all about, as I like to call it, moon magic. So what does that mean? It's all about working with the moon, working with cycles of the moon, the phases of the moon, because yes, the moon is more than just that rock in the sky that shines at night. It's like there's a lot for us to learn about the moon, and I am sure there's so much more about the moon that we still do not know today. And I think that for us women, for example, it's very interesting to learn about the moon, because we're going to discuss it now as I go along. But the moon is like, it's like it feels familiar, but at the same time, there's something quite mysterious about it, especially for us women. We relate to the moon on so many levels. First of all, obviously, because of the cycles of the moon, which match with our own cycles. But then on top of that, there's also that sense of many goddesses, for example, throughout history in different religions and belief systems that would connect connect with the moon. For example, many Greek goddesses, Roman goddesses, pagan goddesses would be associated with the moon throughout history. And I think that kind of says a lot, you know, about how our ancestors used to rely on the moon and would give it, a lot of importance. Now, of course, in modern day life and society, things have changed. It's not the same. We don't have that anymore, but we, especially us as women, we can still choose and learn to work with the moon, to develop that connection with nature, because the moon is also connected to divine feminine energy. It is connected to Mother Nature, Mama Gaia. It's that energy that's very deeply ingrained in the feminine. For us living in a society where everything is so masculine and rooted in that masculinity, it's nice to have something that feels closer to us, but something that also, you know, shows us that there is a lot of power in being a feminine being. And that's something I really wanted to say before diving into this topic. Now, of course, that works as well for men, because, you know, it's wonderful if as a man, you're capable of connecting with your inner feminine side, because we both have both men and women, we all have those two polarities within us. They're present. It's just a matter of allowing ourselves to connect to them and explore them. But yeah, I wanted to say that before diving into the topic as such. So yeah, I would love to talk about how to work with the moon phases, what the 8 moon phases are, as well as how to make the most out of them. And I would also like to talk a little bit about what lunar eclipses are, because it's very interesting too. And the moon transits in astrology and how I personally work with them on a day-to-day basis. And what else can you also do? We'll also cover that by the end. What else can you also do to further explore that practice of lunar living, I guess? So first of all, let's just remind everyone, especially those that are new to this topic, what does that really mean? What does that mean when you say, oh yeah, I work with the moon, I do a bit of moon magic, whatever word you feel more connected to use, what does that actually mean? Well, to make it simple, as everyone probably knows, the moon changes phases very often, and it goes from being a new moon to a full moon. It takes about 29-ish days for that to happen, which again, you can see the similarity with the woman's menstrual cycle and that idea of build up that happens and then release, just like the new moon that's ready for a new build-up and the full moon that's ready for release. Very similar. Isn't that wonderful and amazing? And, when you work with these phases of the moon, you know, you can really start to understand that this can actually be used like a spiritual calendar, and how it can support you with your spiritual and professional expansion and evolution. How? The key here is going to be to remember that there is eight steps in the moon's process, from going to new towards being full. The key is that the first step and the last step are obviously very important. The other steps are going to be, not as important, but there are still things that can be done in the process to make the most out of this time. So obviously the first one, as we said at the beginning, is going to be the new moon. The new moon is when you cannot really see the moon because it's completely black. So this phase is all about new beginnings, setting your desires, your goals, that you wish to bring to fruition by the time we reach a full moon. That's why you do what I call a new moon ritual. And we're going to discuss afterwards how to actually do this. And then on top of that, once we do reach the full moon, what can be done then is that the full moon is that culmination point. When the full moon gets to that point, then it's time for it to start to disappear again as it has reached that highest point. And that means it revolves around releasing, letting go of what no longer serves you, releasing any energy, any thoughts, any habit, anything that is basically not supporting you in your life or on this journey you're currently going through. That is the main idea here. And I think what's also very interesting is that sense of you making sure that you use that time to create a full moon ritual and allow yourself to make space by letting go emotionally and physically, whichever way resonates, depending on what you're experiencing, of course. So that is the key elements here. But on top of that, we can also dive in into the 8 moon phases just to give you a bit of a further look into this process. So as we said earlier, you have the new moon at first, which is like starting from zero. It's a new start, a fresh start. We can use that time to, you know, start something new. You know, set yourself a new project, a new goal, something new that you want to start to bring to fruition until the next full moon. And on top of that, a new moon ritual would be very welcome. The easiest way to do that, to be honest with you, is just grabbing a piece of paper, get yourself a cup of tea, get yourself your crystals, maybe an oracle deck or a tarot deck, you know, take a moment to really connect with your with yourself. You know, put in a little bit of music, just create a beautiful zone, light a candle or incense, whatever resonates. And just as you're pulling a card that would be signifying what is your main message for this new moon, on top of that, I would advise to, on that piece of paper, write down exactly what it is that you are looking to bring out to life. What is the desire, the goal, the intention you want to bring to reality? Write that down. Then what you're going to do is fold that paper, leave it, for example, on your bedside table, and on top of it, you're going to put in a crystal. You have two ways to pick the crystal you wish to put on your paper. Either go with your intention, so out of your whole collection, pick which one resonates with you at this exact moment, which one do you feel naturally more reaching out for, or you can also put a bit of more intention to it and actually pick a crystal based around the intention you're planning to set. So if your intention, for example, is to start a business, put in, for example, some citrine for prosperity. If your plan is to go out of your own way to meet someone new, let's say you're looking for a new love, you're ready to start a new relationship. In this case, I would suggest to pick a crystal that connects with the energy of love and really going to support you on that side. If your goal is, you know, for example, you know, starting a hobby as such, well, maybe a crystal that will support you with increasing your creativity would be very welcome, such as carnelian. You can see if you go etc., it's going to start to, you know, make a lot of sense. If your goal is to reconnect with your family member or a friend, maybe a crystal that's really going to be about bringing out a bit of, you know, compassion or, you know, joy into your life, or something that's of that nature. You get the gist. That's what I would do. And then I would keep that there. And then when the full moon is up, then get out that paper, read it, and you'll be able to reflect on it. We will be talking about the full moon ritual after. Anyways, after the new moon, we have what we call the waxing crescent moon. This is as soon as the moon slowly starts to show up. She's there slowly teasing us, you know, showing a little bit of her beautiful self. And this is the part where we are invited to start slowly building inspired action towards our goal. So for example, a great way to work with it is make sure you show gratitude every morning or in the evening, whichever time of the day suits you best. Every day, for example, reflecting on what you're grateful for, whatever that is. It can be as simple as being grateful to have a bed, but it can be also being grateful for having, you know, a family. It can be grateful for, you know, having had a lovely meeting with someone you really love. That day, whatever it is, it can be the most mundane thing, but it can be the most elaborate thing. Whatever it is that day that made you smile, remind yourself of that moment. And if that day you didn't manage to work on that new goal you set, be kind, be gentle to yourself, and remind yourself that you did your best you could. Tomorrow is a new day. I'm going to start again tomorrow. And we'll work on it. Then we have the first quarter. That's kind of the halfway. So it's, you know, kind of the half of the moon is visible. The other half is still, you know, invisible. And during that phase, it's like you might struggle between actually taking action and, you know, procrastinating, for example, or, you know, showing a bit of resentment or you find it hard. There's a bit of resistance going on, or it could also be that there's obstacles coming your way, making it a bit more difficult. You know, so I would say during the first quarter, it's very interesting to, I suppose, do things that will bring you back into your motivation and your willpower. So, for example, doing a bit of a workout, you know, something that will help you to overcome procrastination and self-sabotage. For example, in what you can do is journal as well. Another great practice, journaling, but journaling in a way where you're kind of writing down back from the new moon, what was your vision? And, you know, start to put a plan into action through the journaling process. You know, like, I want to get from point A to point B, but what am I going to do in the middle to get me there? You know, and do it step one, step two, step three, etc. You could do so much more. You can do a workout, for example, like a really good workout. You can put on some really like high vibe tunes, like some really good music, a song that makes you feel really powerful. Go for a walk outside, listening to that music, and just put yourself back into the zone. You can read, for example, an inspiring book. You can watch some cool video on YouTube to motivate you. Whatever you connect with. For example, what I love to do sometimes, it just starts, I love to dance. I put in my earphones because I don't want to disturb anybody. And then I blast the music and I put on music that really make me happy and excited. And I just dance my heart out. And then after that, I'm like so pumped. I'm ready to get something done. And then we have the waxing gibbous moon, which is the phase where it's so close to being full, but not quite. So here, the main idea of the waxing gibbous moon is it's about, it's the last step before the culmination point. So it's time to start doing a little bit of tweaks about our strategy regarding that goal that we set. You know, what are the final little tweaks that we can do? You know, let's do a check-in with how do we feel right now? You know, what's been going against us? What has been causing us difficulties? What can we do to support ourselves? Can we reach out to someone, or what could we do? I think it's that's the key word for the waxing gibbous moon. And something that's great to do during that time is just, again, showing gratitude every day, either by waking up in the morning or at night before going to bed. You know, every time something goes your way, take the time to just stop and say, yes, I did it. Yes, this is happening. Yes, this is wonderful. We did it. You know, even if it's the smallest win, you have to remember that it is worth being acknowledged, because it's one step closer to where you want to be, you know. And then to finish off, like, work with crystals, obviously, you know, what would you expect? Well, how would you not expect me to say that? But work with crystals that match with that energy. Let's say you're trying to, for example, bring more financial abundance into your life at the moment. Work with citrine, you know, work with affirmations and intentions that work with your citrine crystal. You know, like, we have, for example, some on the website. If you wish to get a bit of inspiration, definitely have a look. On each gemstone page on the website, you will see there's a nice description about the particular stone. And then what you're going to notice is at the bottom of that description, there will be a affirmation that you can work with to channel that energy and make sure that you repeat that as a mantra. It has to become your mantra. For example, repeat it while you're meditating, or, you know, like every time that you see your crystal during the day, as you're working, for example, make sure you take a moment to hold your crystal, close your palm, hold your crystal, take a deep breath in and repeat your mantra, whether out loud or in your head, and, you know, connect with that energy. It's so powerful. And then last but not least, the one, the only, the full moon, the culmination point. You know, it's the time where we celebrate the full moon, where we get to reap the benefits of what we have picked as a goal. So either you can take that time to celebrate what has been achieved, or if you haven't got to achieve that goal, that is absolutely okay. I just want to make that very clear. There's nothing wrong with not achieving a goal by the full moon. But what I would like to say is that, it could be that you still need to work a little bit more on it. And that is fine. It's not about judging yourself. It's not about being hard on yourself. Celebrate where you are now, because I am sure you're already a step ahead of where you were when you started. Show gratitude for where you are currently. And, the fact that you did not choose to forget and ignore that desire, because that desire is yours and you chose it. Use the full moon as a reminder to recommit, to go back to your practice and to start the process again, and see what happens until the next full moon. So definitely I would say once you're during the full moon, you can do your full moon ritual. Again, same thing, take the moment to just treat yourself, take care of yourself, and over a cup of tea, a bit of music, light a candle or incense, grab your tarot or oracle cards, pull a card about, ask your deck, what is my message for this full moon? What is it that I need to know, or what is it that I should hear? And then, focus on celebrating where you are right now. Visualize how your goal is going to come to life, and, keep going. Grab your journal and journal. Just write down, how do you feel so far on this journey? Where are you right now compared to where you were at first? And for example, that piece of paper, you can reopen it, you can reassess it. Maybe that goal has changed. Maybe it has evolved. Maybe it's not quite what it was at the beginning and how it is now. What could be a great idea would be to take that time to burn, obviously do it safely, but burn that piece of paper as a signification of starting fresh, and write down a new one and adapt it to how you feel right now and where you are right now. Then we have the waning gibbous moon, which is obviously going to be also about releasing and letting go. So you could also do your burning ritual at that stage. The waning gibbous moon also works for that. You're basically removing any stagnant energy, any negative energy, anything that no longer serves you. That could be self-sabotage, for example. It can be procrastination. It can be negativity. And by you burning that piece of paper, you are signifying you're bringing to life that idea of releasing those energies, letting them go, whatever is holding you back. And then we have the last quarter, which is obviously going to be about making space. You have to set your boundaries during that time. So, you know, whatever it is that you want to achieve, you're going to have to facilitate that to happen. If it is to, you know, for example, bring in more financial abundance into your life, go into your bank account, start looking at your monthly subscriptions or memberships. Is it something in there that's, for example, not serving you right now, or that you don't really need right now, that you could do without for a while until you get there? You know, look at your bank account to see if there is any types of expenses that are actually not supporting you on your journey towards becoming more financially abundant. For example, you get the gist. It's all about, you know, doing a big spring clean, you know. That is in itself a ritual. Spring cleaning is a ritual because you're releasing what's overwhelming, you know. And it doesn't have to be done, of course, over the course of a day, you know. It's like everything, take it step by step. Every little bit that you do brings you closer to the reality you desire. And last but not least, we have the waning crescent or the balsamic moon. That is all obviously going to be about, you know, self-growth, self-care, recharging your energies. Take some time to, you know, recuperate, basically. So focus on a lot of self-care during that time. Any self-care activity is wonderful during that time, for sure. And then, yeah, I wanted to touch on quickly about the lunar eclipses. Very interesting. What I usually like to say first about the lunar eclipses is that people like to ask me, is it okay to charge my crystals and everything? I'm like, no, don't. Don't. It's not a good idea, because lunar eclipses are charged with very heavy energy. If you want your crystals to be charged with heavy energy, do. But I'd say most people don't want that. So I would suggest not to do that. Lunar eclipses, there's something quite magical about them. They don't happen often. For me, it's a lunar eclipse is about shaking things up and leaping out of your comfort zone. You know, they ask us to step out of our comfort zone and get comfortable with the uncomfortable. You know, so for example, take on a drastic decision, something you've been putting off for a long time. Now is the time. Or, you know, like take bold moves, you know, like take powerful, inspired action, you know, and there can be a bit of fear, there'll be a bit of hesitation, like for everybody. We're all human after all, but, you know, that is the time to do it, if you see what I mean. And then, something else I wanted to talk about was the moon in astrology, something I work a lot with and something I've been sharing more of on socials and Instagram in particular, was how I like to work with the moon phases. The moon signs in astrology. So as you know, the moon moves very fast. It goes from through its whole cycle in 28, 29 days. So it's very quick. The moon basically changes signs in astrology every 2.5 days. It is the fastest moving planet. Yeah, I know it's not a planet, but in astrology, we call it a planet. It's the fastest moving planet in the zodiac. And every 2.5 days, it changes sign. And working, in my opinion, with the zodiac changes of the moon can be so powerful, because each zodiac sign will bring a very different kind of energy that the moon is inviting us to harness during that time. You know, so for example, you know how you probably have seen that in my content, how every time I tell you there's a new moon or full moon, I might say, oh, there's a full moon in Taurus, or there is a new moon in Gemini. So now you're going to understand what that means. Because on top of what we just said earlier, the moon phases have their own meaning and significance. If you combine that with the zodiac signs, you're going to see that each moon phase actually brings us to a very specific intention. And now we're going to discuss quickly which are the five different zodiac signs and how they connect with the moon. So for example, let's start with Aries. So if you think about the moon, whether it's full moon or a new moon, you're going to notice that it's going to have a completely different energy. Well, if you put the zodiac signs on top of that, it's going to be even more pinpointed and specific. So in the likes of Aries, for example, when the moon is in Aries, we're all about taking action, starting something new, putting ourselves out in the world, showing up our individuality. Then we have Taurus, that's going to be focusing on our values. It's about money, security, pleasure, senses, possessions, self-care. Then we have Gemini, so it's communication, self-expression, sharing, socializing, doing new things, trying new things. Cancer, that's going to be about connecting with your inner world, your feelings, your emotions, connecting with your home, your family, your soul family, soul connection, and your private life. Leo is going to be about being in the spotlight, working on self-confidence, willpower, self-esteem, being a leader. Then Virgo, it's the sense of service. It's about health, self-care, and our relationship to daily life and daily work. Libra, it's about balance, harmony, relationships, cooperation, working with other people, our relationship with other people. Scorpio, deep transformation, healing, chaos that brings us to face situation, allowing us to step up. New beginnings, basically. Sagittarius, it's adventure, it's discovery, it's new belief systems, it's opening ourselves to new cultures, new ways of thinking, getting out, stepping out of our comfort zone and explore the unknown. Capricorn, it's legacy, it's long-term vision and work that supports our our long-term goals. Aquarius, it's about hopes and dreams for the collective and the future. It's about our relationship to the collective, unusual, different, unique ways of thinking, ideas, and love as on a universal level. And Pisces is going to be about spirituality, the esoteric, mysticism, creativity, and connecting to our intuition. So as you can see, each phase of the zodiac for the moon is going to allow us to dive even deeper into a specific topic. And working with those phases can be very powerful too. Combining that with the actual cycle of the moon, it's very potent work. Something else that you can do during your work with the moon is holding a journal, a special journal for your lunar living experience or your moon magic work. And, fill it in with, daily journal prompts. So for example, it's a great way to engage with the moon phases. I am sure if you go on Pinterest, you can find journal prompts based around the different phases of the moon. So depending on which phase we're currently in, I am sure you can find specific journaling prompts to work with. You know, you can pull cards based on the phase, you know, asking the moon, what is my message today? What is it that I need to hear at the moment about where I'm going? And just pull a card from your deck and see what message you get and journal on that. Wonderful practice as well. Working with crystals, obviously, is going to be very powerful. Surely you know that I could not but not mention this. So every time there is a particular moon phase, you can get to engage with different crystals. You know, we have kits on the website for the full moon and the new moon with very specific sets of stones that are very powerful for that particular phase. To help you connect even more with its energy. So I would definitely suggest you check that. Apart from those crystal kits that we have, you can work with, as we said earlier, specific crystals based on your intention. Definitely, I would say, if you are brand new and you're getting started, start with moonstone, selenite. These two crystals are all about the moon. It's about inner goddess energy, the divine feminine. This is what we're talking about. So start from there. Then apps. I like to recommend apps. There's an app called the Moon app. I believe it's free, completely free, and it tells you every single day what moon phase we're currently in. And on top of that, it tells you which sign is currently being transited by the moon at this moment in time. So you can work with both. It's very, very precise and it works really well and it's free. Check it out, the Moon app. And on top of that, I like to remind everyone of the importance of the weekdays. Yes, because each day of the week is connected with the planetary body. Sunday, obviously, is the day of the sun. Moonday is then, obviously, the day of the moon. So making sure that you take some time during that day to do things that connect you to the moon and its energy. So, you know, people, you know, sometimes get a little bit annoyed by Mondays. They're like, oh, it's Monday. You know, I don't like Mondays. But there's something magical about a Monday. It signifies a new start, a new beginning, a bit like a new moon, really. It's that sense of, you know, it's a fresh start. It's a new opportunity. If last week you had a bad week, this week now you can start from ground zero. It's a new chance. And see it as a day where you start to set all your intentions back to ground zero. Let's start fresh and do a bit of introspective work. Pull a card every Monday from your deck, asking your deck, what is it that I need to hear today for this week? Reflect on that, journal on that, and see how that connects and resonates with you. You know, that's what I would do. And doing things, obviously, that bring you in a place of self-care and self-nurturing definitely makes a lot of sense to connect with that moon energy, which is so so calm and serene and tranquil. And, you know, Mondays are not about hustling. For me, Mondays are about taking it slow, taking it easy, and building for the week ahead. Let me know how that resonates with you. Have you ever heard this take on Mondays before, you know? And if anything I shared, guys, resonates with you and you found it inspiring or interesting, please make sure you share that on socials, whether that's Facebook, Instagram, wherever you are. Please, and make sure you tag us at Jewels and Gems Shop, because I suppose it's very, you know, it's very good for me because, first of all, it's showing me that you're enjoying the content, that you're finding it interesting. And I see that as a, you know, massive boost when I get to see someone sharing this work, because you know, it means the world to me. So if you are enjoying this, if you thought this episode was useful, helpful, interesting, whatever it is, please share it and make sure you tag us. It would mean the world to me. And on top of that, I wanted to say that, yeah, we are back. I will be doing more podcast episodes more regularly now that things are back to normal. Now we have moved to Lisbon. I am now based in Portugal. I'm very happy to say. We'll do an episode just about that, because that big, bold move, I have so much to talk about and share about it. So we'll talk about it. And you know, I'll be back on YouTube as well. Definitely, that's on the to-do list as well. And in the meantime, if you want to keep up with me and keep in touch, definitely you can find me on Instagram. It's at jewelsandgems.shop. There's a lot of new stuff coming up. Jewels and Gems is slowly evolving. It's transforming. I am taking the, you know, this period during this Cancer season to do a lot of changes. You know, hopefully very, very positive. And, you know, I feel very inspired to bring Jewels and Gems on another level. And I'm going to see how I'm going to do that. But I have lots of ideas. In the meantime, if you enjoy this, please let me know. Please leave us a review. Make sure you share about the podcast. It helps us. It helps me to get new listeners, more people to know about us and what we do. Every little bit helps. And these are the best ways to support the podcast and this work as well. So I wish you all a beautiful day, a beautiful week, and I will be delighted to talk to you very soon. And in the meantime, we'll talk on Instagram, I guess. I hope you have a lovely day, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.